One world. I have lived most of my life in the 20th century. You will live most of your lives in the 21st century. What does the future hold for your century? 45 years ago, an American political leader, Wendell Willkie, travelled around the world and then wrote best-selling book entitled One World. World War II followed. The world was brutally battered by that war, but it survived. Today, the choice is either one world or no world. As I look ahead to the 21st century, to your century, I see one world. But the one world I see is not a world without differences between nations or people. Rather, it is one in which we all recognise that we have profound differences and that we must learn to live with our differences rather than denying over them. I do not see a world without nuclear weapons, but I do see one where the awesome power of these weapons has made world war obsolete as an instrument of policy. For that reason, I do not believe that there will be a third world war. I see a world where the honour of being called great is bestowed not on the world's warriors, but on the world's peacemakers. And I see one world, but not a world drab in its uniformity, but one enriched by its diversity. I see an open world, a world of open cities, open skies, open minds, and open hearts. A world where our enemies are not other people, but the common enemies of all mankind. Poverty, hunger, misery, disease, and injustice, wherever they may exist in the world. And I see a world in which there will continue to be conflict, but where competition between great people will build rather than destroy, where it will be a force for peace and progress rather than a force for war. Some will question my optimism, but of this one thing I am sure: without cooperation between the Chinese people and the American people, there is no chance that the 21st century in which you will live will be a century of peace and progress for all people. This is what I hope for China. This is what I hope for the world. This is what I hope for you, the new generation of China, whose task is to help to build and to meet those goals. Extract of Richard Nixon's speech.